Blog Talk Radio.
Hey guys, welcome to the show. All right, so I'm finding out what the issue is here real quick. So Blog Talk, it says it's 7 o'clock right now, or actually just turned 7:01, and then the iPhone or the world clock would say it's 7:03. So I'm just kind of, you know, there's a little bit discrepancy in a few minutes here, a few minutes there of callers, and I just want to let everybody know that we're kind of working all on different timelines. So anyway, so welcome to the show. My name is Nicole Bowler, your grateful host here. And just a minute, we will have Robert joining us. We're learning to clear, activate, heal, and intel with Archangel Metatron and my co-host. So what exactly does that mean? Well, this is a four-step process that will actively clear you, activate your psychic centers. Upon that, you will receive a like galactic healing, I like to call, or interdimensional healing, and then be provided with intel or how to reach your higher consciousness or your super consciousness, I should say, here on the planet. So as I've channeled, what I've realized is when I go into trance, there's many layers that I reach up, you know, that I can kind of go through and get to talk to people. So one of them is the spirit realm, where I talk to our loved ones in spirit. Another one is the angelic realm, where I talk to our archangels and our guardian angels. Then there are many others. And so through this process of clear, activate, heal, and intel, what I am trying to do is to help people really do this on their own, help them to feel their most abundant, their most joyful. In that process, they will activate their psychic centers and meridians, and you will heal your intuitive self. So what another thing that I've realized along the way is that people are naturally intuitive. You are. You're naturally gifted. You're naturally psychic. You're naturally medium. You can talk to whomever you'd like to behind the veil. The process that you would do that is just like learning how to drive a car or studying for an exam. There's work to be done. There's things to be had. There's things to do. And through this process of what we're about to show you in a minute, it is a quick way to gain access to higher consciousness and also to make sure that you are clear in receiving the intel and that you are using it for the best possibility for all parties. So Robert is just coming into the room, so he is going to join us too. And we just wanted to wish everybody a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year, and we will be with you this week and the week after. I know it's really tough for people. So, anything like
hello, everybody. It was nice to be here. You know, Christmas is an amazing time, and what me and Nicole were noticing, and I, you know, on December 25th, the Christmas Day, we noticed a lot of some would call it attacks, but there's a lot of technology to make people very sad, and it was very weird. Like, I saw the collective conscious of humanity go from really happy on like December 24th and 23rd, a lot of peace and happiness, and it was very interesting. Then on the 25th, we saw a major shift, and we saw a lot of technology to make people feel very rough. And so just know that was there, and we're working on clearing that out, and that's kind of part of our January campaigns. But other than that, it was a lovely Christmas.
Yeah.
So anyway, that's all I have right now. So.
So all right. So we're just gonna get to it. We're gonna do a brief description, or actually take you through a clearing process with Metatron. I don't know if I'll be going into transit. I feel him around me, but I don't feel him connecting and taking over the vocal cords. But he is right next to me. I can feel him behind me. I'm behind Robert. So, all right, so our process of clearing. All right, so I'm going to take you guys through a little bit of a clearing meditation with him. So wherever you are, just gently relax into your stream, into your habitat. It's being funny. Relaxing onto the ground where your feet meet the earth, maybe where your bottom is sitting, just relaxing here. The most important thing is that you feel safe and supported during this journey. So allowing yourself to feel connected with your breath, connected with who you are, allow yourself to feel this internal compass inside of you, knowing that every place is at the right time, everything that you do is the right piece of the journey, you are not doing anything out of ordinary. So breathing in and breathing out, allow yourself to really stoke the fire with the breath. So you're breathing in and breathing out, and in this exchange of breath, you are literally tearing up any frequencies that are not serving you, anything that may have been hung on to you from Christmas or relatives or being in different countries for the season, being in a different state, different time zones. And allow this energy to really build a fire within you. So breathing in and breathing out. We ask Archangel Metatron to come forward. We ask with your permission, meaning all the callers, with your permission, that he enter your auric field to clean out and to recalibrate all of the light body, he is saying. He wants to clear out the light body. He would like to clear out the thoughts, the energy, and the resistance to being 100% magnificent here. All right, and as you feel Metatron coming in, your heart, or actually your breath may have changed. You may feel your heart fluttering. You may feel this quickness in your auric field. You may also know that you have a few spirits around you. With Metatron's light, you can feel when you may have an attachment. Maybe you have a darker energy around you. Metatron brings extreme light, so you can feel where there may be a bump in the road energetically. So I'd like you now to just mentally kind of, you know, step in front of your body, scan the body. And as a beautiful spirit, stand behind your body, scan your body. You may have noticed that there is an energetic disposition, someone hiding, that needs to be crossed over or needs to go to the light. So I would call upon Archangel Michael, actually, for this, and Metatron to work together. I'm asking for Archangel Michael and his swift sword to cut away any energies or entities or spirits or ghosts who are hanging out. I would ask that the light of God wraps around this person or energy that needs to be moved into a higher realm. Because they have come here because they are mistaking you for the light. They are mistaking you for the way home because your light is so bright. So I will ask Metatron and Michael to use the energy of God's source energy and creating this loving allowance and moving the energy away from the physical being, meaning you. I would ask that all will benefit from this passing, going through the gateway into the 8th and 9th dimension, integrated fully with the higher consciousness of God, allowing this light, this energy to stream forth. And I'll ask Archangel Metatron and Michael to come around, cut all cords,
so that there's no tentacles or wrapping around the esophagus or spinal column of our callers, so that they are just gently removed. So breathing in and breathing out, I ask Metatron now to come into your heart center. With his light, I'd like you once again to scan your body. Again, jumping in front of your body and to the back, side to side, and seeing if you notice a difference. Is it lighter? I am noticing a huge difference energetically. So a lot of souls, incarnated or not, had a tough time this week. So we're just sending them love. So continuing to breathe, place your hand or your intention over your heart center, connecting back to self, anchoring in your spirit here, your fully divine compartment of your soul, you, whomever you are. And just bringing your spirit back onto the earth plane, back into this physicality, back into the body. So, okay, so that was really nice. And there's a million ways that you can clear. That was just an example. Robert has actually written a book on clearing. It's called Command Language, and you can find that on my website. If you go to my website, it's metatronangel.com, and if you go under the product or sessions page, and you will see command language right there. And so I'll just let Robert talk a little bit more about his command language.
Okay, thanks, Nicole. And so, you know, so how do you compare your written word in a document such as a command language versus the clearance of a archangel? That's I guess the question I ask myself. You know, and so with that said, what I'm very familiar with the angelic realms, you have to ask for something. You can't just say make it so, or just fix everything. You know, fix whatever. You know, so the command language is very detailed commands, requesting assistance for various aspects of, you know, all past life issues, environmental. Physical, all levels of energetics. There's literally 120 commands of request that would clear past life issues, genetic DNA. Just there's so many things. I mean, it's a 120 page book. So how it makes sense to me, because Archangel Metatron and the crew, you know, Michael, Gabriel, Raphael, they come in and they clear me out. You know, and I feel it like big time. So I use the command language. I wrote it about a year and a half, 2 years ago, to be very specific in absolute clearance. And, you know, one sentence of clearing something from, let's say, a past life or some kind of, genetic issue, it heals people of sicknesses. Just one thing will do that. And so between your request and having the knowledge of what to request for, and that's what the command language is for. So it'll give you some very detailed concepts of what to even ask for. And so the command language itself in its entirety is a list of all the commands or all the requests that you would need to know what even to ask for and or to push your own with your own personal energetics. I mean, you could personally request clearance, and you can receive clearance from the universe. The archangels and the angelic realms are just standing by to assist and help. But you know they need you to request it. If you don't request a clearance of your past life, whatever, they're not gonna completely do it. But I have noticed when Metatron comes in, when I don't ask for specific things, He'll work on aspects that need work, like the most predominant issue. So with that said, I that's what the command language is for. So you can, you know, precisely direct your own intentions and bring in the angelic realm to assist in clearance. So I've used it. Lots of people have used it. Thousands of people have read the document and have had great success. So that is my command language.
Yeah. So I guess what would be the purpose of clearing your past life? Or what would be the purpose of cleaning a genetic cord? Or what would be the purpose of clearing out your DNA structure? So depending on what thought form or where your reality is, and I never try to tell people who or what their reality is, just kind of, you know, an understanding what I've done with my work, and I like to share it. That's why we're doing this radio show, because we like the feedback and the back and forth of others who are on their journey. So if you happen to have an issue around sexual matters, if you happen to have an issue around financial abundance, if you happen to have an issue with always dating the wrong person, or feeling guilty when you're successful, or all of these weird things that just don't seem to go away, no matter how many years of therapy you may throw at it, or pharmaceuticals, or anything else, and then you come into this clearing process, and you realize, oh, shit, that was from a past life that I had once, or I'm picking up on this family tradition of just being miserable, or, you know, it's something that was handed down to me, or my body consciousness, or the lack of intelligence that I was told at a young age that I never would amount to anything. So that's why it's really good to go back into your history and really clear from that point of inception into physicality, but also to prior, especially if you're really trying to move forward with your life and you've just done everything else and you're like, what the hell, what gives? I've done everything, but I still can't get past this one problem. Okay, so that's the clearing aspect. I want to, unless you had something else to say.
No, I mean, I think that's good. And I just, only one thing I'd add to that is I would reestablish or reconsider any and all belief systems in which you are presently operating by. To, you know, include, am I a Republican? Am I a Democrat? Am I a Christian? Am I a Buddhist? Do I believe in addiction? Do I believe in health? You know, do I believe in science? Do I believe in economies? You know, just reconsider all those belief systems. And the command language will walk you through that process, because that's important. Because, you know, I think if you would reconsider a lot of the belief systems, you would know that they are not your belief systems. And then you'd also know that they're not in your best interest. And so that's all I'd add.
Yeah, and that once you clear, then you realize you have freedom to create your reality, and then it gets cool.
and then it gets
really cool when you don't have to subscribe to anyone but yourself. Okay, so I want to move on to our other parts, because we have so many new callers.
Yeah.
Okay, so we are going to get to the callers, but again, we're going to go through this process. Now, the next would be an activation. So once you're dynamically cleared on all levels, mind, body, spirit, physical, DNA, structures, belief systems, and you're clear. Now, that's not to say that clearing can't happen multiple times throughout your lifetime. As you grow, it's going to move with you. That's why I say dynamic. It's always moving, right? Because you will realize something else pops up. Then your psychic centers literally start firing off because you cleared all the crap around them. So we have 72,000 nadis, energy centers within the body. So what does that mean? That means it's a lot of room to be psychic, clairvoyant, clairaudient, however you want to spin it. It just means that you're going to be on. You're constantly on. You're constantly linked to source, and people are going to argue with that. Am I not linked anyway? Sure, every single one of us is linked. Literally, there's a baseline, but you can get super clear, super energetic, to the point where you're like the Incredible Hulk and you want to, time to stop. Like, that's where we want to take our energy body to go. That's really the point of this, is that you want to be your own superhero in physicality, in the human being. I know you want to say something.
Well, yeah, I have a lot to say, actually.
Okay.
So just consider activate, right? Activation is, imagine trying to look through a dirty windshield and it has mud all over it or whatever, and you can't see through it. So you have to clear, right? So you clean first. And when you clean and clear, you're clearing your energetic body. You're cleaning your energetic, all aspects of yourself, and there's multiple cells. So once you are clean and clear, you can actually start doing things. And like Nicole was saying, yes, your psychic centers will be in activation. Your third eye will start to fire. And you'll, if you don't know what one is yet, you'll start knowing real soon what the third eye is. You'll start getting intel from your team, your guides, your highest self, whoever you want to call them, your angelic team and source. And you know, Nicole said we're all connected to source, but, you know, when we start separating ourselves from humanity, we're in separation of source. And so that's, it's a fine line. It could be a whole other subject matter, but I'm just saying there's a lot to say. With that said, though, when you're clear, you are linked in. There's no separation. You're not in judgment. You're not in fear. You're not in lack. You're completely in alignment with source. And therefore, the activation fires. Like, stuff that you just read about or dreamed about will be happening every minute. You should see what me and Nicole's day looks like every day. I mean, well, you know, we might start shooting movies of it. It's wild. So our days are magic. I mean, what our reality is insanely magic. So that's when you're activated and you're highly energetic and you're in highly attunement to their surroundings, your spirit guides, there's so much going on. I mean, just I could speak for days on this. But anyway, just understand that you will start being activated and you'll start being very aware of the surroundings and your team, and you'll start getting a very psychic, very energetic, and you'll start knowing what I call your divine self. Your divine self is who you really are. You're impervious. You are Superman. You are Superwoman. There is no illness. There is no sickness. There is no lack. There is no poverty. There is no hate. There is no judgment. So you'll be firing really hard, and a lot of people call it God consciousness, Christ consciousness, connected to source, however you want to refer to it as. And I have problems with vocabulary because I think there's some negative links on certain keywords. So we're just kind of going to go with this concept of inactivation. So you're activated. Now, is that would you add to that, or would you go to heal based on your time?
Well, all right, I'm sorry. I'm coming over here. I am hearing Metatron. He wants to take everybody through an activation
okay.
so that they can feel it. So, okay. So again, the best thing I'm going to ask you guys to do as a group is to, okay, just continuing to breathe, closing your eyes. Again, this is done with your permission, and in allowing Metatron to work on you. So I'm just going to say a few words about who he is. So Metatron is a spirit. He's an angel. He's frequency. He's bionic. He's natural. He's nature. He can form any way that he would like. He's a shapeshifter. But all angels are, he's saying. We all have our own calibration and time and space and how we choose to show up to the individual. So what we're working with right now is what I call Metatronic frequency. It is the frequency that is in the universe that is at your disposal anytime you would like. And all you have to do is call it down. So just beginning to breathe, relax into the body. I've noticed that when they do these activations, it's just much better when you're closing your eyes and relaxed. So just keeping the eyes closed, allowing your team and spirit, your spirit guides, to come around you so you feel that you are safe. You'll start to notice the energy feels heavy. It feels very dense. The Metatronic frequency in the universe is sequential, it's permanent, and it's activating. So with your permission, you may tell the Metatron and the frequency that it's okay to enter into your body, enter into your mind. So think of it, he's saying, think of it as a force field. We cannot enter without your permission. So anyone that tells you that they had an experience of something just jumping into their body, I always caution with that. And my own team is laughing because I have my own experiences with that. So you just really want to know the frequency that you're working with. So again, we're working with the Metatron frequency and allowing it to come into your brain. This is where this is the command center. Well, one of them. He's telling me that we have five. That's the main one, though. So we'll just stay here for tonight. So breathing in and breathing out, allow the mesotonic energy to come up through the base of your spine. Okay. Up through the base of your spine. This is natural, it's organic, and it's available to you. The yogis would call this kundalini energy. Although you will not get a shot of kundalini right now, you will learn how to trace it like the snake up the back of your spine. Going into the brain stem. He said, again, this is an activation process into the brain stem. Into the brain stem, he's saying, okay, activating serum here. They would call this a sort of a it's like a use serum. Activating the brain stem here. Releasing, breathing. Allow this energy now. You're going to feel kind of like a cooling sensation. It's going to feel very like, almost like cool liquid going through your frontal lobe, going through your midbrain, cooling liquid. Yes, we love this. Feeling all the synapses being rejuvenated. You may start to feel your heart fluttering. All of this is normal. Tightness behind the eyes, they're working on you. Allow this energy to move. With every breath, you are bringing in more of this youth, this youthfulness. It's like a washing of the brain. It's just very helpful. Activating the third eye. Activating, he's paying attention to the frontal lobe, he said tonight, because it is a lot of perception that we just want to clear out so that you have a brand new start here on Earth. Breathing in and breathing out. So I'd like you to picture a gemstone, a beautiful stone here. You may have a diamond, you may have a pearl, an emerald, a ruby, a sapphire. Just picture a beautiful stone, brilliant with color. I mean, the most beautiful color you have ever seen in your life. They do this because they're now opening the psychic centers. The color comes for the psychic centers. So you want you to see like prismatic color, maybe changing. Just get a shape and a color in your head, something that's really good for you, that's comparative for your energy. And he's saying, now place this in the middle of your brain, like where all the, like the front hemisphere and the back hemisphere, it's the left and right, the front, the back, everything meets. It's like in the center, right there. That's where we're going to put that there. We're just going to gently put this in your brain. Well, you are, actually. You're putting this. This is all you. You may feel a tingly or sensation in your ears. Okay. And he's saying, now you have total command over your body. Now you have total command over your body, your sensory organs, your perception on earth, and how you view life. This is your show. And nobody can have control over you. So just coming back into the room, breathing, activating yourself, allowing this energy just to kind of go through your eyes. You can open your eyes. You may see colors when you open your eyes. And again, that's just a very quick sample of the work we do. And Metatron, I mean. Okay, so I'm going to give it to Robert, and he'll talk about healing.
Okay, so that was a great activation, Nicole. And So the obvious is the heal, I guess, based on what we just went through, the clear and the activation. So imagine having perfect energetics, right? And you have the appropriate belief systems of your divine self. And then imagine you're healed, right? I mean, there's no sickness when you're in alignment with Source. There's no sickness when you're in alignment with yourself. So the healing is a byproduct of the activation and being clear. It's fairly simple, actually. So think about this. you know, let's say whatever illness you want to consider, whatever, you know, cancer, diabetes, whatever it is, that has a frequency that somehow in someone's life they created that frequency. the body is receiving and holding that frequency. Therefore, an illness is created of some sorts. So that's when you're out of alignment, by the way. Obviously, your energetics are not there. You have negative thought forms. There's all kinds of things in which I do cover in the command language. And Metatron covers at a very high level, global, obviously, very specific level. And so that's when you get sick, and that's when you have depression or poverty and things of that nature. Anything other than abundance, prosperity, and health is out of alignment with source, at least, and that's you know, my belief, and that's what the higher realms believe as well. So if once you're clear and once you're activated, you're healed. So there's no sickness once you're in alignment, and so that's the healing aspect of it. And it's an energetic disposition. Sickness can't exist when you're clear and in alignment. You know, when Metatron, you know, goes through and lights up your brain stem, they do it with, you know, source light, you know, source energetic lights, and in themselves, they're obviously very powerful. But when you allow them in and they clear your physical body from the top of your head to the bottom of your foot, and understand that all aspects of your physical body, all systems of your body are multidimensional. They clear them in all dimensions, and and you are healed. So it's fairly simple. You know, maybe we'll have some questions on that. But once you're clear and activated, there's no sickness. So,
okay.
I don't know. What do you think, Nicole?
I think that's really. I think that's a really good explanation. There's programs that people try to put on people about sickness and illness and genetics and that. Listen, if you want to believe that, that's amazing, you know, but I chose not to believe that, and I defied my genetics or what my disposition was to certain illnesses in this physical body, and I've rebuilt my body like 3 or 4 times with prayer, thought, energy work, and yoga. So it can be done. And sometimes people who come here for these lessons will contract a very disease that's going to deform their body or create illness in some way, shape, or form. It could be mental illness, it could be a spiritual illness, it could be a physical one, and then they will overcome it, and then that's their path. And you know, so, but on the day-to-day, let's just say you're somebody that just desires to have a high vibratorial lifestyle on all accounts, and you do not want any disposition that is not yourself to be in your body, i.e. sick or have a cold, then or a flu or anything, then that is the energetic proper alignment. It's funny, we're using very strong words, but it's just what we've been taught through the angelic realm. When you're in alignment with yourself and with your truth, you are automatically healed. It's really that simple.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, it's really that simple.
Yeah.
So there's not much else I can really say. That's why they put it as the third step.
Yeah, so it's very straightforward, and I'm sure we'll have some questions. And then I guess the final and last concept here is intel. It's also, you know, you can consolidate it to activate, but once you're in alignment with source, you are connected to source. You're connected to the creator of everything. Everything's online. You know, there's no maybes, questions. You're not thinking about the stuff. You're not asking questions. You know everything. And if you don't, you can ask your team and or your creator. And when you're linked into source, you know, you're impervious. There's nothing that can stop you. You know everything, and you're in your divine self. And obviously with that, you're well informed, hence intel, you know, so.
Well, and you'll be the director of your intel. So like I was saying in the beginning, there's many bandwidth, I guess you would call it. When I go into trance with Metatron, they take me through these layers that you can feel behind the veil, and I know that others feel that too. and I'm losing my voice, sorry. because I think they're wanting to come through, but I'm just going to stay as me this time. And so you will start to discern, am I getting intel that's accurate, right? Because that's the point here. It's great that we can talk to spirits, but we want accurate information, and we want information that's going to bring consciousness together on this planet and not separate it. And we want people to be in love with themselves, with who they are, and what their mission is here on Earth. And that's really the objective here. And so when you are doing these steps, it's almost, think of it as like a self-reflective process. When you're doing these steps, then the byproduct is you're healed, and then you have total access to all the intel of the world. I mean, literally, when you're at this level of clearing, activating, healing yourself, and then prime intel, nothing is a mystery to you. You could say, what is the stock market going to do today? why is my little sister so upset with me? How can I help my neighbor? Okay, so what's happening in Serbia today? Where is the Palladian starship? You can get answers to whatever you like. Now, growing up in the world of psychics and mediums, what I understood and what I saw is that any old spirit will talk to you from behind the veil. But when you are in alignment with yourself and your truth, you will be able to tell such a difference of the intel that you are receiving and how accurate you are on a global, internal, and physical level. It's undeniable. So with that being said, unless you have anything else.
Yeah, and we could speak completely an hour on just intel and clear intel and discernment thereof. Discernment's huge. You know, don't just believe any raspy spirit that talks to you. There's a lot of them out there. You want to only speak to your team, to your, to your highest self. You know, anything that's outside of, prosperity, health, and, happiness. I'd question the source of that, and so we should probably do a whole hour on just discernment, you know. But just at the end of the day, what feels right to your heart? All the information is in your heart center, and as you clear, activate, and heal, your heart center will be very awakened. And so, what feels good in your heart is the right answer, and that's a simple concept for now.
Yeah, and just this is going to be we're going to callers. That's why we're kind of wrapping up this portion of it. So, I wrote about anchoring in your desired frequencies for 2016. The best way to do that is to get up every morning, and you're probably very clear when you wake up in the morning, and you've already gone with your guides, and you've done some work. So I would wake up in the morning, and I would feel where I want to be in life. For me, I love doing my work, and so I have a lot of energy behind that. So that, for me, is my number one goal when I wake up every morning. They always tell me, get behind the frequency of it. What is the frequency? The frequency is joy, it's love, it's light, it's laughter, it's energetic, it's, fun. And so when I can get into these frequencies, that's when the magic happens, when I connect to the frequency of it, and all this cool shit just starts popping off in my life. And you're not attached to, I want it to look like A, B, and C. Of course I want it to look like A, B, and C. That is in my heart, and it always has been. But when I get behind the magic of the creation, which is the frequency, then I can dial it in better. So real quick, make a list every morning when you get up, 5 things that you want to anchor in for 2016. Do that for like the next 4 days before we, say farewell to 2015, and just really get focused on what frequencies you want to live in 2016. Okay. All right. So with that being said, we're going to take callers.
Hello.
Hi. Hi, it's right here. Hi,
how are you?
Good. You have a magic angel number for a phone number, so this is great.
Yeah, it's Skype.
Oh, okay, good. So how can we help you? How can we help you tonight?
Well, I was wondering how I could get a message for this time of year.
Okay, you want us to give you a message, or you want to know how to do it yourself?
No, I'd like you to.
Oh, okay, great. What is your first name, please?
Sure. My first name is Trish.
Trish. Okay. So they are saying that, so is this, do you want to talk to your spirit guides, or do you want me just to tell you what I'm getting, or?
I'll just tell you what I'm getting. Yeah,
awesome.
I think it's easier.
It works better that way. Yeah, I didn't know. That's why I was like, message. So your guides are, I want to say they're standing, they're kind of standing off and to the right with you. They feel like they've let you down. They're saying, we feel like we've let her down. She is missing someone. Are you missing somebody? Or did you just recently break up? Or is there a lost love? Did just keep telling me like you're missing somebody. Did you recently lose somebody?
I did.
Okay. Okay. And then they're saying that that you have not been as abundant as you would like to be with your work. So are you transitioning out of corporate into more spiritual work? I kind of feel like there's a transition happening right now.
I have no plans to do that.
Oh, well, maybe you are, right? Are you a healer? I feel like they're showing me your hands, healing hands. Do you like Reiki, massage, energy work, any of those things?
I like it all given to me. I don't do it for anyone else. I'm more the recipient.
Okay, cool. Well, Trish, they may be knocking on your door soon. I don't know. It's funny. Our guides, when they say that they feel like they've let you down. Have you been spending some time kind of just, like, upset and you know, wanting to know why? Why was this person taken away,
no,
I feel like? Was this a lover or, like, a best friend almost type of person?
Okay.
But I feel like, I don't want to get too personal on air. But let me just see if I can tap into him. Okay, let me see. Okay, is there something happening with your eyesight right now? Because he's telling me that you can't see him. Or are you asking why can you not see him? Or something like you feel him but you're not seeing him? Would that be accurate? There's something here with the eyes.
I don't understand that. We saw each other a week ago.
Okay. Is he in spirit? That's what I was trying to figure out, because I'm feeling like you lost somebody, but is he in spirit right now?
No, it was a breakup.
No, okay. I want to say, too, that you definitely have somebody in spirit that's making things a little bit difficult for you. I would see this as a man. I would see this as somebody who may be a little bit jealous. So, would it be a grandfather? I don't know if it would be a grandfather, but I just want, this is the point, the reason I'm telling you this is because your guides are saying they feel like they let you down because they're saying that you feel like that you have hands around your neck sometimes, or you may find yourself at a loss for words, or that you don't know really what happened. Oh, so, okay, this is what I have. So there's a spirit here that actually interject or made it very difficult for you and this person to get along. So there's some jealousy of a relationship. It's like a very entangled thing. would you understand who this male spirit is that's causing, is interjecting?
I wouldn't, but I'm confused. I didn't know spirits would intervene and cause trouble. I kind of viewed it the other way around.
No, they'll cause trouble.
Yeah. They will cause trouble, especially if there's unfinished business or if there's jealousy involved. And again, I'm sorry to be vague because I almost feel like he keeps ducking around because he's not wanting me to talk to you, which is very odd because normally I have spirits that come right up and they just want to talk to me. And this guy is kind of ducking around. So I would just say, if it's not making sense to you, just kind of hold on to it. It may be somebody from your past. It may be somebody related. Robert's actually getting your grandfather.
Yeah, I am, but we also know that, like, I literally went to the bank and picked up someone's spirit that was trying to ruin my relationship. So you can pick them up at restaurants, bars, whatever, you know. But
yeah.
I was thinking maybe an older father figure, grandfather, possibly not approving of your previous relationship, therefore trying to sabotage it in some format. Yeah, that's what I was getting.
Yeah. So, but with the... with your guides feeling like they're not doing enough for you, I feel that. So there needs to be a connection. They're saying that the connection has kind of been lost. So are you wanting to connect with them? Is there a way that you can connect with them?
Yeah, that's actually my question. So if there's the connection broken, how do you reestablish it?
Sure. So, first of all, they want you to admit at how, they're saying how powerful you are. And I know that may sound very juvenile, but it is not. It's literally like the power, like things that like a power line, the power line was cut. There was like a connection that was cut. And so they want you to reestablish the connection. Really comes through you first of honoring and knowing how powerful you are. I'm sorry. So I'm going to ask this spirit, because he's actually interfering here on this line, and I'm going to tell him to back away. And Trish, if I wait, Robert's working on him. Hold on 1 second. I'm sorry.
Okay.
So the establishment, man, I almost feel like he was like a jealous boyfriend, Trish. This is very odd, but he's appearing to me, he's showing me father, like he would be like a father, like on the father's side even, maybe even on your father's side. But I think that there's a lot of people on your team that are trying to, they're like waving flags in front of me, like, you know, get him off of her, that type of thing. So this man was very jealous, and he's a very jealous being, and he did not want anybody to talk to you. And I feel like he often played games. So were there times where you were talking to your significant other and you just felt like you were speaking in different languages?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. So that is a clear indication that there is a spirit involved. I know that sounds so crazy, but it's literally like, the peanuts, like you're saying one thing and your partner's saying another and you're getting lost in translation, that's usually a spirit has interject themselves there. So I would even ask you, if you could, I would like to, you know, talk to you more about this. And my email is Nicole@MetatronAngel.com. And, you know, I can direct you to some things if you just want to email me, because I don't like leaving people like this. But he's jarring, he's very invasive, but with your permission, I'm going to ask Michael to come in, Archangel Michael, and to do another clearing. I know they did one the first time, but my team is telling me they let these things come through because they want us to learn and they want us to know what clearing really does entail. So I'm going to ask Archangel Michael to come in, to clear out the airways, to clear out this connection with the spirit that's hanging on the Trish. And ask him to be, I know he's showing me shackles, he needs to move away and go into the light. Okay.
It was a negative entity.
Okay, so it wasn't anyone related? Okay. All right, so Robert was saying he's just a negative entity, it wasn't anybody related. He looked like a jealous lover is what he looked like. It was very odd. Okay, but getting to your reading, and this is why spirits, if you're not clear, this is a great example for everyone. If we're not clear, this is why we can get misinformation. So now that you are clear, and I'm going to reestablish here this line with clear communication with your guides and how beautiful and powerful you are. This is what they want you to know. They want you to know that you were born of the fourth light. I'm going to ask for some clarity with that. You are a fourth generation mystic, even though it was not talked about in your family. You have high-level intel awaiting for you. You can speak in angelic tones and frequencies. We would call that toning. You will sing, it's almost like singing in a church choir. You have very much the angelic voice. You may be saying to yourself, I don't sing right now. Well, that's why your guides are here to help you and to open this for you. You're very intuitive, very smart. You'll go on to write 5 books, they are saying, 5 books. These will probably be little pamphlets. Don't think of it as a novel. But you're actually gaining more spiritual insight as you move along the path for your journey and to pave the way for others. It's almost like you're coming out of the closet, so to speak. It's like the grand finale. That'll be your life's work. They say that you can write in the morning time. This will be the best time for you, and that your guides definitely want to be around. They're also saying the gentleman you were talking about, or your person, your friend, best friend, he is coming back. You will come back in a different forum, a different light. They're saying about 2 months. They like using short term, two months, 3 months. You will hear from him. You will hear from him before that, they're saying, but that at that time it's actually more of a relationship. You are both needing to grow, so you're taking some time away, and you are coming back to share reality with each other. So not all is lost. This is your perfect union.
Wow.
So I'm just gonna leave that. 'Cause that's, see what I mean? Once the connection, once the entity is away, then the connection is beautiful, and it's just like, it could ask anything. I'm just going to move on to the next caller, Trish. And like I said, feel free to email me. My email is nicole@metatronangel.com. And just to make sure that entity does not come back, because he was a little nasty. So, all right?
I will. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Oh, you're quite welcome. You're quite, quite welcome. Okay, bye-bye.
All right.
Hello, how are you doing?
Good, how are you?
I'm good, good. Who are we speaking with?
My name is Jenna.
Jenna, okay, great, Jenna. What questions do you have tonight?
I was just calling. I feel like a kind of like a negative block, or I don't know what it is. It's a mental block that I'm not able to kind of get out of this funk I'm in. I'm not sure like what exactly this is. And I've been just feeling it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, welcome to Earth, Jenna.
yeah. It's
man.
Been just more prevalent now where I feel like
it's an attack against humanity. It's technology is making me feel bad. Have you tried working out, running, yoga, getting outside in the sun, moving around a little bit? Have you tried
yes,
that?
Yes, I've actually been doing more of that than I have in the last
Good.
Couple of months than I have in a long time.
Okay. That helps. That helps a lot.
But,
Go ahead.
I was just going to say it's similar to many, much of the stuff that I've been listening to, just with a lot of change. A lot of change has been happening, and I feel like transformation and feeling like a little bit of anxiety and I don't know, just a lot of change.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. So I definitely feel that. Metatron Michael. So you're basically an angel too, which is not unheard of. So what will happen is like-minded people often get drawn to the same, production or radio show for this case. So you are an angel, but you are keeping yourself cloaked, they're saying, because you're feared of being found out, and you have a fear of being too bright. Like you have a fear of listening to yourself over others, they're saying, and so that you need to be more accommodating for yourself as opposed to others. And you're like, well, I don't want to do that because I've already lost so many friends. So I feel like if I did that, I would lose more friends. And they're saying, no, this is part of your journey. This is what you're supposed to be doing, and the right people will come around you. So the more that you deny yourself and deny your truth of how brilliant and how bright you are, then these sorts of things are going to happen where people will fall off. And then the new people will be brought around. I'm also seeing. We're not live anymore, but we still have a few callers, and I want to get to you guys. So you just hang in with me because we want to get to you. When this happens, when you are denying yourself of who you are in your life, you become depressed. You become lethargic, you have no energy for creation, and you have no motivation to do anything. So I'm going to let Robert take it.
Yeah, so the same energetics that Nicole's referencing, if you don't use them, you start to implode by them. So you need to come out of the closet, you know, be who you are, and I think that will come quickly. Because the way they push you forward is by pain sometimes, so... And you're going to lose, you know, friends. We've already lost every friend, you know, from the past.
Well, from the past, just people that wanted to stay in a different reality. That's all. But we have so many new ones. So, you know, so many new ones coming in that we meet every day. And just like all of you guys, we're meeting you guys on the line. So does that make sense to you at all?
Yes, I believe so. It does. And okay. Yes, it does. Thank you.
Okay. So it makes sense. It makes sense to us. Do you have more questions?
I just, like I said, I'm going through a lot of transitions, and something I can't, like, I had somebody come into my life that went out of my life quickly. It was just kind of a whirlwind thing. And I'm just was curious as to the significance of this person, if this was just somebody in passing or somebody that I'm going to reconnect with.
Sure. What's his first name, please?
Rick.
Huh. Okay. I'm hearing a no.
Yeah, no.
I'm hearing a no, which I, you know.
It was kind of a wake-up call for you to kind of pop out to who you are and stop hiding. And so they kind of do that sometimes.
And I know that that's painful. But you will, again, okay, let me see. Hold on. So Rick, he's just not fulfilling your needs. I mean, they're telling me if you really look at the relationship, if you really, really look at it, like this is just somebody that's not in alignment for your highest good, meaning that you kind of think a little bit differently about relationships, they're saying, just about relationships. Like I would say you're a little bit more traditional. He's not. And so it's just like a push and a pull. It's not really, it's not energetically aligning. It's just basically what is a fancy way of saying it.
Yeah. And until you're in alignment with yourself, it's hard to pick someone, you know, have a divine connection. And I believe they threw that in there just to trigger you to, oh shit, you know, I need to do something, you know?
Yeah.
And so, and really, it's hard. You can't. I mean, we've already done this. So you can't have you can't have relationships until you can have an open conversation with what's really going on. You know, and you can't hide yourself. You know, in what's really going on. You've got to pop out and be who you are. And then at that point, the right person will pop in. So you can be in your divine self and in your truth. You know, not filtering everything you think. You know, because that doesn't work. That's a fast relationship, as you saw. So the right one will pop once you pop, you know?
Yeah, he's coming, or she, or he, I'm assuming. But they're coming, and I know that's like, oh, well, of course, everybody's saying that. They're showing me a timeline of like 5 to 6 months. So I don't, that probably seems like excruciating long time. I'm telling you, it'll go by very quickly. But also, too, there's so many loops in timelines. So when they give me a projection of 5 to 6 months, according to the path that you're on right now and the questions and the self-realization that you're going through, you stay on course, that will happen. When we veer off course and kind of go back into, like, you know, old realities that don't work for us, then it throws that front trajectory off. But that's not to say you can't have fun. You know, Robert and I were both talking to other people when we met. Not that we weren't in a relationship with anybody, but, you know, we were just talking to other people. And when we met, the energies were so strong that all those other people fell away. So it's not to say you can't go out and have fun in the meantime. So,
definitely. So, but I'm Thank you so much.
Get to, yeah, have fun. Have fun out there, girlfriend. Love yourself. Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Go live, babe. That's you.
Hi, how are you doing?
Hi. I'm good. How are you?
We're great. Who's calling? What's your name?
My name is Mia. And can I receive a message for 2016?
2016 message? Sure, absolutely.
He's being shy. Okay. So 2016, health, wealth, and abundance. So those are your frequencies that you're anchoring in, is health, wealth, and abundance. So if you just keep on track, they're saying call on your guides. You have three guides. They are angels. Well, actually, they're not all angels, but we would call them angels because they're high vibe beings. Three guides, just call on your spirit guides, health, wealth, and abundance. That should be your theme. You should write it everywhere. Write it on your walls. Write it on your mirror. Write it on your passport. I don't know, just like anywhere you would see it. Health, wealth, and abundance. And they're saying, so for you, think of it like the golden pot at the end of the rainbow. A pot full of gold, I'm sorry. They're showing me like a leprechaun in a rainbow. I'm trying to get this
message out.
Wow,
this looks so cool.
So just think of it like that. Like you have this huge pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. And when you believe that is your reality, it will come into fruition. So let's just say somebody could like write you a check for like $5,000 or saying, or something to that effect. Like people are just going to hand you money this year. So just be open to that. Be open to the doors of possibility. Be open to that you are abundant. You already are abundant. So the more that you can think of this, then grander opportunities will roll your way. So that's what your guides had to tell you for 2016. So cool.
Yeah, it's just beautiful.
Okay, wow. good.
So all I have to do is just slide down the rainbow and catch my pot of gold?
That's exactly right. Yeah, I know that may sound crazy to you. I have instances where people literally handed me money. Robert does too. I have plenty of girlfriends where this has happened too. One of my people have been gifted businesses. They've been gifted scholarships, cash. The wealth wants to move around. Money is energy. Money needs to move around. And when we start to think that we're not abundant or we're not beautiful and we don't deserve that, then the energetics cannot move around. So they need your help in really holding true to that. Hold true to that health, wealth, and abundance. It's all tied in, they're saying, for you. So write those three things down. Those are your energetic guide points for 2016. Health, wealth, and abundance.
Is that my affirmation for 2016?
You get that. Just
the three letters or three words, health, wealth, and abundance?
Yes. Just focus on that. Absolutely. Just focus on that. So. All right, Mia. Well, I'm going to get to the next caller, but you go ahead, girl. You rock it. All right?
Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome. Okay. All right. Thanks. All right, bye.
Bye.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
Good. So you are our final caller. So how can we help you this evening?
Hi, my name is Ashil, and I'm just trying to figure out, you know, what 2016 has to offer. I'm actually excited about it, but I'm not quite clear exactly, you know, what's coming.
So all we need is your first name.
Ashil, A-S-H-I-L.
Okay, it's A-H, how do you say it?
I'm not A-S-H-I-L.
Oh, okay, Ashil. Okay, Ashil. Perfect. Ashil. Okay. Wow. Okay, so I'm feeling there's a lot of energy pulling at you. I almost feel like you're being weighed down by it, though, too. So it feels like your energy being rocked a bit. It's like you're being pulled in a million different directions, but yet you're not getting any, they're saying you're not getting any trajectory forward. You're not moving forward. And so what is happening is that you just don't want more of the same this year. It's like, really, that's what you want? He's like, I just don't want more of the same. So Robert's actually picking up on some intel. Hold on a second.
Yeah, so when you don't go forward, that's because you're focusing on the past. So think about your thought process, your consciousness. And when you're thinking about what messed up or whatever last week, last month, last year, you're not thinking forward, so you're not going to move forward. So think about what you want 2016 to look like, your prosperity, your deals, your business, your work, your relationships. You know, focus on that. Don't focus on what didn't happen last year. So focus on what you want to happen this year. And then what I also know is you have some attachments. You have four different attachments, and I can remove those for you, but that's another kind of a drain. It's like having a short circuit. You're kind of losing voltage, and so that needs to be removed. So you have four attachments, okay, which I can remove for you now. And then it's what happens to a lot of us. We focus on what could have gone right or wrong or whatever. You want to just focus on what you want to happen in 2016, prosperity, your deal working, your job happening, your whatever. You know, and rewrite your past. Forget last year, you know, or this year, whatever. Pretend it didn't happen, or reconsider it as if it happened in your favor the whole year, and make that your past. And when you do that, it changes your future timelines. So you want to focus on what you want to make, not what you didn't make. So that's what I was getting. And then you had four attachments, which I'm removing now.
Yeah.
And I don't know if they're friends or friends that you know, whatever, that are kind of linking on to you or something to that effect. But you just want to hold your own truth. You know, you don't need a bunch of tag-alongs. You just want to, you know, you've got it going on in your own self. You don't need any. You don't need an entourage, I guess, is the right word for that.
Yeah.
And so, you know what I mean? So you call them, you know, lots of things, but energetically they can be draining. And so remove the entourage, remove the links, the cords, they call it. They call it lots of things. And focus on what you want to create this year, and write it in paper. I like to write things down. Right, you want your deal to work, your whatever to work. You want a million in cash, or whatever you want. Write it down, because that's the call to action, if you will. And this stuff is so serious and real. I mean, the minute you write it, what I recommend is write down what you didn't like about last year, burn it. Say that's gone now. I burned it. And now then write what you want to happen this year, and save it and hold it, put it on your computer, look at it 3 or 4 times a day, focus on it before you go to sleep, and that's what you're going to create. It's literally that simple. So that's what I have for you.
They're also telling me, too, that you were a pastor in a past life, and so if you're not expressing yourself spiritually this lifetime, that will allow some dimming of your light. So are there ways in your life that you're able to interact spiritually, or would just come from a higher understanding? Are there practices you do or anything like that?
I mean, yeah, well, you know, I know I'm spiritual. You know, I try to go to church, you know, like at least like 4 or 5 days a week, and I pray twice a day every day.
Perfect.
And everybody knows me. I transform myself with people who are on the spiritual, on my spiritual level. And in terms of people around me, I kind of literally got rid of everybody. And I'm looking to start over fresh. Yeah. So I'm not sure about the attachment. I don't know who that is. And I called many times on Archangel Michael to cut the cords of it, anybody who does no longer serve me. And maybe some of them still around, like you just mentioned earlier.
Yeah, here's the thing. So because you were a pastor, or I would call it a pastor, but that's the vision that they're giving me. But somebody that was in I hate using that word too. You were just a man of the cloth. I could just say it like that. You were a man of the cloth. You were somebody that taught others spirituality, and it was in organized fashion, so be it religion or somewhere else. So these entities and energies know that, and they see you as a bright light. So you could be cutting the cords a million times over, but what Metatron has taught me is because of the nature of my work, they're naturally drawn to me, as are you. The nature of your work and who you are, they are naturally drawn to you. So what I have to do is literally lift up my energetics. That means I can't afford to be depressed, sad, confused, any of that, because they come flying in. When I am just streaming love and abundance, and I know that sound, you're probably saying, I'm always in love and abundance. I love everyone. I love my brothers, my sisters, everybody. I just love everybody. And I do too. But when I get down on myself for like internally not doing something, or maybe I said something the wrong way, or just thinking weird, that's when they come in and they like anchor in. So it could be something very, very as simple as that. So you're in what I call an initiation spiritually. And so when you start to pull back the veil and get this higher understanding of the inner workings of spirituality and all the beings behind the veil, then they're going to really allow you to see it, but you may get, your ass kicked once in a while. So that's where those entities would come in, or the energies would come in. But you are here to really talk about God. I mean, honestly, you are. So you have to find it in a way, if it's just as a, recreationally or professionally, but to do that, I mean, without a shadow of doubt, like, that's your purpose. So,
Before you go, it's funny because I'm trying to figure it out. I'm trying to have a career that I can help, and but I can't really put my hands on it yet. I've been asking the universe to guide me, because I feel like I'm supposed to do something, where I can, some kind of service, help people, not just worry so much about money like I used to be in the past. I was concerned about money, and then I found myself in a situation that really people betray me, backstab me, and I kind of just remove myself from that. And that's not priority for me anymore,
Yeah. I would say start your own, church, or be a minister, I'm not saying to go into a life of what is that called, renunciation. I don't see that. That means, I don't think that you need to go into an ashram somewhere or a temple and denounce everything, but I feel like you have to have your own congregation, whatever that looks like. That could mean that you're a spiritual teacher and you fly around the country and you meet with thousands of people. But some sort of that development along that strain. It's groups, it's a leadership position, it's working with God and the angels, and it's helping connect communities. I mean, really, that's how I feel your soul is. That's what I feel. So.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll be open to that. Thank you guys for your help. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you so much for waiting. Thank you so much. So have a blessed holiday and a great 2016. And
thank you very much. Have a good evening.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye.
Bye-bye.